Maybe I can just skim through a list here of some of the things that you've done. In 1990, as communism collapsed, anti-Semitism, the Soviet Union gained force.
I started Hillel in the former Soviet Union. Actually, in 1985, I went to visit refuseniks because I wanted them to be aware that the outside world was aware of their plight and were willing to help them. So that was in 85. In 1990, Charlie and I went back to witness the fall of communism. And in 1993, I sat in Kiev at the first Jewish university and started Hillel's then. There were three in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Kiev, and now there are 27 across the former Soviet Union. In 85, St. Petersburg was Leningrad. And one of the families that we went to see as refuseniks now lives in Israel.
In 91, you began to support the Israel Museum.
And we just saw the grand opening and the expansion of the Israel Museum, which is truly magnificent. It's been written up a few times now in the New York Times, which is wonderful.
But then in 92, you made your first grant to the Oklahoma School for Science and Mathematics.
Right, which I think is a wonderful school. And we have the Sampson Building there now.
I'm just jumping ahead here. In 96, you dedicate the Emergency Center in Jerusalem for at-risk children and
right.
their families.
Sukkot Shalom, yes. These were children that had to be taken out of the house within the first 24 hours that were so badly physically, sexually, and mentally abused.
So, and you've done that here in Tulsa, too. So
right, with the Parent-Child Center. And I have to say, going back for a moment, that we didn't talk about, you know, people ask sometimes how you make decisions and how you make certain grants. And one of the things that precipitated that grant was when I first married Charlie and moved to Tulsa. We got married June 17th of 1962. The following fall, I got involved with an organization called the National Council of Jewish Women. And they were working in a police shelter here where children had to be taken out of the home within the first 24 hours also. Sometimes they were covered totally with cigarette burns, broken limbs, all kinds of things. And I vowed then that when I was able, I would get involved in the treatment and prevention of child abuse. So that's how that came about.
You announced in 1999 that major grant to the University of Oklahoma. We've already talked
yeah.
about that. 2001, you opened an office in Washington, D.C. What was that about?
A lot of the organizations that we were working with at the time are on the East Coast, but I'm a huge believer, as I said, and Charlie always joked that he hadn't gone far. He could look out his window and see North Tulsa and Morning Star Hospital, where he was born, and Central, where he graduated, and he took great pride in that. But a lot of the organizations, Jewish ones that we worked with, had offices in New York and Washington. So we opened an office there run by a wonderful woman named Lisa Eisen, who was Stacy's roommate at Yale. And part of what we took on at the time there is being involved in Israel advocacy to try to present a fair and balanced picture of Israel.
2006, the Schusterman Family Foundation established the Schusterman Foundation Israel and the Center for Leadership Initiatives. What is that?
Again, I talk about the Charlies and the Roeys, and Roe is shepherd in Hebrew, to teach leadership to other people. And then we also, I think it's 97 maybe, opened Sukkot Shalom, which is the emergency shelter that you spoke of in Jerusalem. And also then the board of the Parent-Child Center here has made a trip to Israel. And a group of Israeli social service people have been here to work with the Parent-Child Center and CAN, the Child Abuse Network. We started also based on the concept that CAN, the Child Abuse Network, is here. I try to form partnerships between my two cities, Jerusalem and Tulsa.
Right. In 2007, responding to the dearth of Israel studies programs and scholars on U.S. campuses, you established the Schusterman Center for Israel Studies at Brandeis University. Comment on that, what that means.
People can get undergraduate and graduate degrees in the study of modern Israel, whether it be the whole history of Israel, Hebrew, just, you know, learning about Israel and Judaism and everything at Brandeis University. under the guidance and leadership at the time of Yehuda Reinhart, who was then president of Brandeis.